Good afternoon and welcome to the Zagura Zone. It's going to be part one of a three-parter with Browns legend Joe Thomas. And Joe, while this may not be the 15 best minutes of people's lives, I hope they're 15 pretty good minutes. And thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to start with one picture here. We're taking a look at it right behind you here. That one tweeted out by the Cleveland Browns, the 10,000. What does that mean to you?
That's a pretty funny picture to me, but it's also special knowing the historical framework and background of obviously Wilt's 100-point game was pretty cool, and I think to have a little bit of fun with that and put my head on his body with a 10,000 sign was pretty funny and creative.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the 10,000 snaps for you, and I know it's something you'll reflect on, you said, at the end of your career, but I don't want to necessarily talk about, you know, what the achievement means to you. You kind of talked about that already, but how do you do it, and why do you do it? Mm-hmm. How did you get there?
I think it was one of those things where it just kind of happens. It's nothing that you set out to do at the beginning, but if you just kind of string good days together and you just always demand yourself to be out there on the field with your teammates, it's something that you just wake up 11 years later and all of a sudden you're looking at 10,000.
So, but part of that is drive. You've listed the injuries you've had during that, and we know that you're a guy who's going to go straight into the Hall of Fame when your career's over and the organization hasn't necessarily matched your level of play. Was there never was a point where you're like, you know what, like, I'm good. I'm gonna take a week off for myself and heal up. I mean, clearly the answer was no.
I've always had a lot of pride in being out there for my teammates, through thick and thin. It was always important to me to be out there as long as I could basically walk. I was going to be out on the field for my teammates, and I think that mentality just kind of allowed me to be out there and even fight through some injuries that may have kept some other guys off the field.
Is that something that you've always kind of been that way ever since you were a little kid, just kind of had that drive to always go through it? Or is it something you learned as a professional or maybe at your time at Wisconsin?
I think it's something that I had as a kid. I think going back to when I started competitive sports at third grade, I don't think I've ever missed a game for an injury in all the sports I've been in. The only real injury that I've missed time from was when I tore my ACL when I was in college, my junior year in the bowl game. But other than that, I've been lucky. I've been able to avoid the big injuries and been able to just kind of sneak out there through some minor injuries.
When you started off in competitive sports, did you think, I want to be a left tackle in the National Football League?
No, I wanted to be a tight end or a running back. I wanted to have the ball in my hands.
So it was always football for you?
I always loved football, but actually basketball was my first love. I was a tall kid, to nobody's surprise, and I was a pretty decent basketball player growing up, and it wasn't until high school when I started filling out that I thought football might be the sport for me.
Who would you say your game resembled on the basketball court? I get to maybe a little Bill Lane beer, a nice Bill Lane beer.
Marty Conlin. Remember this guy?
Oh, yeah. So you're kind of like, were you a stretch four ahead of your time? Do you like to shoot the ball a little bit?
I was not a shooter. I was more of a fowler.
Okay. All right. Good. So you come here, and you come to the Browns, and one of the things people ask you, and you were able to name all the quarterbacks, how many left guards have you played next to?
That's a good question. I know that when we were getting ready for my 10,000th snap, there was a lot of questions about how many guards, how many centers, how many quarterbacks I played with. And I think the guards were like 8 or 9, maybe somewhere in there.
Okay.
Starting guards. There's been a couple more that I've played with that have come in for stretches because of injury. But as far as starting guards go, I think it's somewhere in that 10 range.
Do you develop like a certain bond with these guys since you're next to them in the trenches all the time?
You really do, because you spend a lot of time with them in the meeting room. You spend a lot of time with them on the practice field. You spend a lot of time with them studying film outside of meetings and practice. And so you really do develop a good bond with your left guard.
Who's your favorite offensive lineman to work with on the field in your career?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I always enjoyed playing with Alex Mack because I played the longest with him, and he was such a smart player, so much fun to work with. But I'll say Joel Bitonio, my current left
guard.
He's a lot of fun to be out there with.
All right. Off the field, who's been your favorite lineman?
Probably Alex Mack. Him and I were really close. We spent a lot of years together on the field, but we also developed a close bond off the field.
When you think back of all the things that you've done, and you know, you look here in the city of Cleveland, kind of the status that you've achieved, where, you know, one day I'm sure there will be a statue, and deservedly so, of you out in front of that stadium. Does it kind of blow your mind when you think about, you know, you could have gone to the draft, went fishing instead, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but from there, here you are, this later in Cleveland, kind of what it's all been like?
I definitely didn't expect a career like this when I got drafted by the Browns. I don't know what I expected, but certainly for me, I think I had humble goals to start with. I just wanted to be a starter and just be part of the team, be one of the guys at the beginning. And as I improved, as I started making Pro Bowls, I think my goals...
You started right away.
My goals and my sights got a little bit higher.
Well, it certainly has been a pleasure getting you started here in the Zgura Zone. Stay tuned. We'll be back part two of this later this week here with Joe Thomas.